Today is the 17th of October. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to be here with you on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So I have had an amazing week thus far. I believe today is hump day, which means that we are officially halfway through the week. But yesterday I did a live on Instagram and talked about how to put together your worship set, and it was so amazing. And so to everybody who joined me live yesterday, for that, thank you for being such great sports. Your questions were amazing, and I really pray that you enjoyed the session. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Psalms 34, 19 to 20, and it says this: "A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken." And so, Father, please give us the faith we need to believe that whatever happens in life will not steal us away from your love and deliverance. This we pray in your precious name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. We call on that name today. We call on that name, Yahweh. We call on the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to be in your presence. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow before your throne, and we worship you, O Lord. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. We bow down and worship, yes, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 oh Lord, Yahweh, Father, we honor you right now, and we ask that you have your way. Father, we reverence you. We glorify you. We cry, Yahweh. Yahweh. There is no name that is bigger than that name. There is no name that is higher than that name. There is no one that will love you the way that he does. There is no one that will carry you the way that he does. He is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the I am that I am. That is the God that we serve. Lift your voice right now. Cry away, 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 away. Manarabase kete rebo shanda. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, Lord. Go and cry it out, cry it out. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Romans 12, 9 to 10. Yeah, Jesus.
Bring forth thy royal diadem and crown him, Lord of all. Bring forth thy royal diadem and crown. Shall rise to thee, holy, 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 merciful and mighty. Holy, holy, holy God, God Almighty. It's early in the morning, a song shall rise to thee. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You are merciful, you are merciful and mighty. You are God in three persons. Blessed Trinity, God in three persons. Blessed Trinity.
Yeah.
You are God in three persons. You are,
yeah,
blessed Trinity.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
You know, when the Bible says love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, honor one another above yourselves. Do you know, I've just realized that if we honored one another above ourselves, nobody would feel inferior and nobody would feel superior to somebody else. You know, if love was sincere, the way that Christ created it to be, no one would ever feel left out and no one would ever not feel loved. Because we would hate to see our fellow brethren not walking in the way that they were ordained by God. We would hate to see people sad. We would hate to see people hurt. We would hate to see them in a bad place. But instead, our love is so strong. Our love is so strong that it edifies our brothers. It edifies our sisters. Yeah.
Yay. From every situation that has troubled my mind, all my fears and burdens onto you, I will.
Yeah. Yekitibu shanda.
Yenderebo shakatarabas. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. Every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens, unto you,
unto you, unto you.
Father,
and so Heavenly Father, more and more we come to understand what the Lord Jesus meant when he said that he is one with the Father and prayed that his disciples may be one. We see that love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and Son emanate the same powerful love, so we too are to have that same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in unity of spirit, more and more in love, not compromising truth, but showing a genuine concern for one another. We pray that individually and collectively we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage, edify one another, seeking to be the same mind and having the same godly love for each and every person. We pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind, regard to needs of others as more important than ours. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who died for us all. Amen and amen and amen. So, if you are new to Heart of Worship, once again, welcome to the family. It is an honor to be able to lead you in worship in this particular way and on this particular format. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you are new on Heart of Worship, please do send me a message. You can find me on Instagram at JC May. Just send me a message. Just say, hey, I'm listening for the first time. I would love to get to know you and I would love to stay connected with you. But the biggest thing that is happening here on Heart of Worship is our first worship night, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019, and it's taking place in East London at the Ark Church, and tickets will be available again from the 22nd of October. However, on that day they will not be full price, and if you show up to a webinar in which I am hosting, the details for that will be out tomorrow, there will be a discount for those who sign up on the day. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And I'm going to be teaching on the seven reasons why we worship. The seven reasons why we worship. So you do not want to miss that. But with all that said, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you and thank you for your support. Take care. Bye.